Hey, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 5 of Phoneboy Speaks. I'm going to give you my 2 cents on Android. And just to be clear, I don't hate Android, but there are things about it that are frustrating from an end-user experience, and frustrate me in particular, because I actually can't get the kind of Android device I want, or the choices, I should say, are fairly limited. The only devices I would actually consider are the Nexus line of devices, because they're Android the way Google intended it. It's only their stuff. There's no extra stuff. They're vertically integrated, as we talked about in the previous episode. But on phones, the problem is that I can't get the combination of Android handset and Android phone that I want, because let's face it. There's sort of three participants in the Android ecosystem when it comes to mobile phones. There is Google, who makes the software. There is the handset manufacturer, which is, you know, things like Samsung, HTC, so forth. And then you have the operator on which that handset goes. And all three of those players have a say in what shows up on the final software. And honestly, this is why that there's some handsets that will never get a firmware update after they're shipped, because all of those players have to sort of agree. Well, maybe not Google so much, but the handset maker and the operator have to agree to put the time in to take the handset and update the software, so that you can, you know, what for whatever reason. And honestly, you know, the vast majority of consumers probably don't even upgrade their handset when they get it. A lot of statistics kind of suggest that people that buy Android phones aren't necessarily using them as smartphones, they're using them as dumb phones. And so why, unless it's a really popular Android handset, there's really not a lot of incentive for either the handset maker or the operator to put their stuff on. So now for somebody like me, who would be really happy for the most part with an Android handset that came from that is provided that it came from Google and it received software updates when Google says it's ready to get an update, that would be okay, right? So in other words, there's not this lag time between when Google releases Jelly Bean and the handset I bought or paid a lot of money for or signed a 2-year contract for, gets it. So and that's one of the things I like about Apple, is that when Apple releases iOS, it goes out to all of their anybody that's got a compatible handset will get iOS. And I like that. I don't like what carriers do to phones. I don't like what the handset makers do to phones in terms of software. I like a distraction free, vertically integrated experience that's not tied to the carrier, the underlying ecosystem there that I'm concerned about. And now on the other hand, what I like about Android is that if you don't like what software is on the phone, chances are you can load something else onto it. And I'll actually give you an example. So a year ago, I bought a Kindle Fire, the first gen 7-inch tablet. And I think one of the cool things about it is it sort of, it may not have sold like a ton. Amazon never releases real numbers, so you never know. But it sort of proved the concept that 7-inch tablets that were, reasonably cheap were, certainly a viable market. And I was able to get it for, without a lot of cash outlay, because I essentially gazelled a bunch of my old gadgets. And I spent about $30 and got this 7-inch tablet. And, the Android that's on this tablet is it's very vertically integrated into Amazon's ecosystem. And in fact, it looks nothing like Android. If you didn't know it was running Android, you would just assume it's an Amazon tablet. But, underneath it's running, essentially Gingerbread, 2.3. It's heavily customized, and the software experience wasn't very compelling. And I was also very annoyed that I couldn't easily tie into the Google ecosystem, where I'd already invested some money. So it didn't seem like that fantastic of a, from that point of view. But I figured, okay, well, I could hack it. I'll see what it looks like. Maybe I can use it. And sure enough, of course, you can root it and put different firmware on it. And so I'd given it to my wife at some point to let her read ebooks on it, although she only does it when she travels, because she likes real books otherwise. But Anyway, so I got it back recently because we wanted to give it to the kids, and unfortunately, some of the stuff I did, because I'd rooted it and some other things, it actually wasn't working properly, and so I was able to load different firmware on it, and so now it's running what's essentially a stock Jelly Bean install that that works pretty well, actually. I mean, it's granted the hardware is not as fantastic as the Nexus 7 or some of the other tablets that are out there, but given what I actually paid for it, it's actually it's a fairly decent tablet. So anyway, that's the nice thing about Android, is that if you don't like what the handset maker has done, a lot of times the device can be rooted, which will allow you to install your own stuff on it. And then, yeah, but that also means, so if you like tinkering and you don't mind, sort of getting your hands dirty and potentially breaking your device and all that stuff, then Android's great. But I think regular consumers will either just sort of take what they're given as far as Android and not update it, which is what seems like the vast majority of Android owners, at least in the US, feel, or they should go with something else, right? Either, I mean, Windows Phone at least is something, is very different than iOS, and some people seem to like it. I think I give Microsoft credit for launching something different, but I don't know what its long-term viability is. Then of course there's iOS, which, people like for a lot of reasons, and I like it because for what I use my phone for the vast majority of the time, it works pretty well. And that's just me. I can't say it's right for everyone, but that's, for my particular use cases, it's kind of hard to beat iOS. But anyway, that's my two cents on Android, and I hope you learned something. In any case, if you have feedback, you can send it to me on Twitter on app.net as PhoneBoy. You can leave a comment on SoundCloud, among other places. I'm pretty easy to find. Anyway, this is PhoneBoy signing off.